Hey, did you know that Plumbing the Death Star is touring the UK this September, as in next month?
That's right. Starting September 2nd and finishing September 11th, never forget, Plumbing the Death Star is going to be performing live.
It has been 7 years since the three of us have set foot on your godforsaken country, so come see our godforsaken shows.
Go to sanspantsradio.com/events. Plumbing the Death Star cannot buy a tour. Go grab a ticket and get some frickin'...
That's right. That's right. Cannot buy a tour. Please. Come join us when we make fun of our good friend for his slightest mistakes.
It's 8 p.m.
And we call him the biggest fuckwit alive. Yeah. What a dickhead. Zanspunt Radio. / and then a / why not? Event.
God
damn. Our friend's an idiot.
You're listening to the Sans Pants Network.
Hey everyone, and welcome to this week's episode of Plumbing the Death Star. I'm Joe.
I'm Jackson.
And I'm also Joe.
And we've heard you, listeners. We've heard you clamoring.
Yeah.
You've been screaming. You've been filling up our inbox saying, hey, when are you going to talk about the 1992 Pauly Shore vehicle Encino Man? Or California Man, if you live in different parts of the world.
Yeah, some places got it as California Man, yeah.
They called it that because they didn't have Encino.
They didn't know what Encino Man
was. Anyway, this is a podcast where we ask the important questions, and this week it's an Encino Man one. How would you exploit for financial gain or personal profit an Encino Man?
So, how do we exploit a man?
Caveman. A Encino. So, the plot for Encino Man, for what I have to assume is the 0.01% of people out there who've never seen this movie, is Sean Astin.
Dave.
And his best friend, Pauly Shore.
Stoney.
It's the end of high school. And Sean Astin, because he wants to become prom king, he does the only logical thing. And he tries to dig a pool in his backyard.
You know what will make me cool? If I have a pool.
That's
bro, after prom, she come to my house. I dug a big hole in the backyard as a pool. What the fuck?
That's what the pools work.
Dangerous. Like, setting a Encino Man link aside for just a second here.
Yeah.
Just, all right. So, okay, building a pool.
Mm.
It seems he doesn't have like a long time. He's got maybe a
days.
Few weeks, if
weeks?
At most, but mostly a couple of days. But a few, let's give him like maybe two weeks to build this pool.
He's got a fortnight.
He's still digging.
Yeah, yeah. He doesn't. And at the end of the movie, spoilers, it's just a dirty pool of water. He doesn't make a pool. He makes a horrible pond. Anyway, in digging this pool. What should Dave and Stoney chance upon but a frozen glacier, possibly a fossilized glacier, inside of which is the titular Encino Man.
Yeah.
Brendan Fraser in the dirtiest role he's ever been. He remains filthy for a lot of this movie.
Yeah.
He cracks out.
They don't call him dirty. They call him greasy.
Yeah, greasy. Although greasy, I think, is good. Is it good to be greasy?
No.
No.
I've misunderstood.
And also crusty, bad as well.
You don't want to be greasy or crusty.
No, okay. It's very crusty.
Crusty. Anyway, so...
Pauly Shore talks like this throughout the film. We're going to do it a
Get
lot.
Get ready, okay? Buddy. So...
we're not trying to. It's just going to happen.
Yeah, this is inevitable. We watched this movie. We had to watch this movie. We heard you.
Oh, man, I've been talking like that. Me and my wife have been doing the exact same, but just looking at her over each other across the room, being like, buddy, it's good.
Buddy? It's good shit. It's fun to say. Anyway, the Encino Man, he crack out of his sort of glacial shell.
Well, first off, Dave is like, we found a fossilized or a frozen man.
Yeah.
This will impress girl I have a giant crush on
who has a boyfriend.
That's exactly the same situation as the pool. Hey, come to my house. I've got a frozen caveman. Yeah. What the fuck?
Yeah, come to my house. I've got a frozen caveman, and maybe this is good.
What are you talking about?
Because, basically he digs out a caveman.
Yeah.
Caveman's frozen. Mm-hmm. So he's just got, his step is always get me to be prom king.
Yeah. He wants to be popular.
Oh, yeah. If I uncover a caveman, surely I popular.
Yeah.
But every plan he's got throughout the whole film is a two-step plan, and the second step is always go to prom, be prom.
I get a pool. Become prom king or queen.
Find caveman.
Become prom king or queen. It's just, I don't...
I don't see the logical connection between a lot of his plans.
Take Link to school.
become prom king. So, okay, I want to imagine like the most like the crustiest, greasiest guy back in your high school.
Whoa!
And you're just like it's 2 weeks out of like before prom.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the next day, he's like, he comes to school and he's like, guess what, everybody? I found a caveman. I dug him up here and like, come see him. And everyone went over to his house and like, holy shit, dad, a caveman in ice.
Yeah.
As someone now, from a medium to well-off popularity in high school, someone says that to me, I say, oh yeah, cool. And then I turn around and immediately make fun of them.
Yeah, that's what I'm about to say. Like, now, no, you haven't got to that point yet. Mm. Say, in this fantastical world, you're like, okay,
I'll see this caveman.
Before the bullying starts, let's go see this caveman.
Actually, to be honest, that's also probably more accurate to my character. Yeah. Like, oh yeah, hell yeah, dude, I'll come look at your caveman.
So, because you got two options with the caveman. Either he doesn't have a caveman, and you're like,
and then you got to watch him squirm.
Yeah. Or he does have a caveman. I see a caveman, and I can still bully him.
Yeah, exactly.
Nice whole dick. Head.
And so he's like, right, I have a caveman. And the whole year level, whatever, goes over to his house to see caveman. Well, everyone's like, let's just say it's a frozen caveman.
Okay. Yeah.
Does he become prom king?
Or no, like, but I might be like, dude, you should tell someone about this. Like, I don't think you can have this.
That, it's pretty much the equivalent of being like, it's also funny because Dave's like, we cannot tell anyone. And then Stoney's like, yeah, man.
We won't tell anyone, man.
Yeah, buddy. Not even who.
And then Dave immediately goes to school and is like, hey, I got a fucking caveman.
She's like, what? Don't talk to me. Yeah. So I don't think that if I went there and saw a frozen caveman, I would think that kid was cool.
No.
I might think the caveman was cool.
It's the equivalent of if someone's like, hey, come down to the river and I'll show you a dead body. It's like,
you're not going
to
vote that person prom king. You're going to be like, we should call a cop, maybe? I don't know.
Coroner? I don't think whole cunt is a good representation of our year level at high school, and we shouldn't vote for them prom king.
I don't think he ever really had a chance, no matter how many cavemen he finds.
If someone digs a hole, it doesn't matter what awesome stuff comes out, they still dug a hole.
Let's re-examine the initial pool plan.
Yeah.
Are you telling me, Sean Astin, in his year level, no other kid had a pool?
No, I think everyone, it is Simpsons, right?
So he was having a pool to keep up with everyone else.
I'm using Simpsons where Bart gets a pool like Martin is like, well, hey, I need to be popular. I'll make a pool, right?
Okay.
So I'm imagining, is there something like that? Is there someone in that year who has a pool and everyone was like, we always hang out there because of pool.
He's got a pool.
But Sean or Dave is like, well, if I have a pool, what that's going to mean? That's going to be sweet honeys.
Yeah, it's going to mean babes.
Which is maybe what nugs are. I'm not sure.
Nugs is surely weed, right?
That's what I initially thought, but then he calls like Link's wife also like a wife nug or something.
Yeah, he says, this is your nug. He says, oh, it's your nug.
And then he goes, greasy.
Yeah, which is maybe good?
No, it's because she's still dirty.
Because he says it like it's good.
Greasy, though.
Greasy! Like the same way you might say, nice!
But also maybe, because if you call someone dirty, it can be like, yuck, or like, wow, you're dirty.
Oh, okay. Oh, dirty. I see. Well, she is in the bar.
Yeah,
she was greasy.
She knew to clean herself. They had to clean Link. She knew to clean herself.
Yeah, maybe cavemen are intelligent. Link's just a fucking idiot.
He'd like to scream at Sky.
Oh, yeah.
So Link gets out.
Yes.
And he gets defrosted, and then he's just alive.
He's alive.
Once again, their beautiful plan of this is a frozen corpse.
Yeah.
Let's add heat to this to see what happens.
Yeah, they do just melt it.
Yeah.
melt the ice. Yeah. He comes out. He's a caveman.
Yeah.
No bones about it. He's a caveman.
He's greasy.
He's greasy.
He's greasy and crusty.
This episode's a nightmare for you, the listener. Some of them are.
No, I think everyone's like, yes, I also love Paulie Shore. Finally.
It's about fucking time.
Exactly.
So
he's the weasel.
He does that. Wow, there's an awesome thing they do in this movie where when Dave and Stoney, so Sean Astin and Paulie Shore, like, they do, like, the best friend, like, secret handshake thing, but the movie edits, like, a sloppy sound effect.
Oh, I know. It's so funny.
So they're, like, touching fingers, but the movie's like...
It's awesome.
I'm assuming that Stoney's making that off himself.
Probably.
That sounds like Stoney. But anyway, so
Stoney.
Link, they name him Link. Very clever.
Link to the past.
Link to the past. Missing Link. There it is.
Oh, it's Linkovich.
Yeah.
Stone.
Well, because they explain to... their family. They there's a whole makeover sequence.
Yeah.
They explain to their family. He's from Estonia. And their parents are like, this guy eating dog food, I don't know what they do in Estonia. Maybe that's normal.
He wrestling dog. That's good, I guess.
Yeah. Is there one bit where he attacks the dog and they're like, he's from Estonia. And they're like, yeah, why is he injuring the dog?
No, he's bonding with the dog.
Looks like he's attacking our dog. Okay. Whatever. I just want to eat dinner. I'm your dad. Mm-hmm. Anyway, then they take him to school. Mm-hmm. Shenanigans ensue. The bulk of this movie is shenanigans. Mm-hmm. It's happy hour shenanigans.
Because the wonderful thing about Link is that he don't care about things.
Yeah.
He doesn't give a fuck about anything.
Exactly.
He doesn't really know what's going on.
He doesn't. He's there for a good time, not a time that he understands.
You know, other movies, they might be like, well, let's teach him to talk. Let's get him, give him some dialogue, give him some stuff. No. No. You really get the feeling Link is confused the whole movie.
Link only cares about, like, maybe, what, several things, which is titties?
Yeah, he loves gazongas.
What do they call them? Gazongas. Oh, yeah, gazongas, that's right.
Wheezing the juice.
Loves
to wheeze the juice.
Wheezing the juice.
Even though the shop owner doesn't want them to wheeze the juice, they love to wheeze the juice.
Yeah. Maybe that's all he cares about.
He likes going on a roller
coaster. He loves driving.
He drives on two wheels. And there is one point
where he goes on a roller coaster.
Well, yeah, he goes on a roller coaster. He has a great time. But there's one point where they go to a museum and he sees statues of other cavemen. Yeah. And he breaks down. He's very emotional because this is, you know, he has his
family.
For the first time, he's like, I am a stranger in a strange world.
Yeah, I get it. I get what's happening.
But then Stoney and Dave are like, we're your family now.
No.
And he's like,
Stoney's like, we're your family now. Dave is like, how can I keep exploiting this man to be prompting?
This caveman will make me popular. Never happens.
Just sidebar, because we've moved past it in the plot, and I just want to highlight it. Mm. Awesome pickup move by Dave to girl who has boyfriend that is an old family friend that he loves or whatever.
Well, he only loved because she recently got hot.
Yeah, she recently got hot.
Dave sucks a lot.
Edge. Oh, yeah, Dave's the worst. And I like when Stoney is basically like, brother, you're just no chance. Yeah. Look at how hot her boyfriend is. He's got the beak. I love that. Big, awesome nose.
Yeah.
That's the beak.
He's got like, 12-inch biceps. Mine are like 4.
Yeah. But Dave pulls out Stoney. A photo of when he was a child with this girl in there. Yeah, naked in the bath. He's like, we've been naked together before, so it's fine.
It would make sense.
And she's like, oh.
What?
Do you carry this around? And he's like, yes. And she's like, don't show anyone.
You want this? No, I don't want
this. I absolutely do not. So then it basically Link helps them. Well, he doesn't really help them get popular. They just do shenanigans.
Link gets popular and they're just like...
They're there.
But also, at the start of the movie, you kind of get the feeling that everyone fucking hates Dave. Fair enough. Yeah. But Stoney exists in like a...
liminal state.
Like Stoney is like, he's not popular.
Nobody hates him.
Yeah,
he's just not... his own guy.
People I guess either tolerate to even like Stoney. Yeah. I feel because they're like they know his name.
Yeah, yeah.
No one is like stapling him to a wall.
No,
yeah. No one is picking on him. He drives a sweet car.
He's cool.
Not car, like a scooter.
Around. Scooter. Yeah, yeah.
And he's just like everyone gets out of his way. No one's just like piece of shit. Everyone's like, oh hey, what's going
it's
on?
Stoney.
Man, Stoney.
But yeah. Link elevates them because Link becomes massively popular because he's hot. Mm-hmm. And all the girls are into him.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's a thing they establish this at the start of the movie when they're talking about
cavemen.
Just
cavemen will come in.
Cro-Magnons, I think.
Yeah,
Cro-Magnons.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And one of the girls is like, wow, what a fucking hunk, basically.
What a hottie. He just takes what he wants.
And
maybe
the teacher's like,
me?
They would destroy you. And she's like,
that's awesome.
I want to be reamed. Oh my God.
Send a caveman to fuck me into oblivion.
That would be lovely.
And then she gets one.
Yeah.
She comes close.
Yeah, he comes close. He does come close.
He does a flip down like 2 flights of stairs to sniff her air. Ah, it's good stuff.
He does big jump.
He's very athletic.
Link happy to risk his life for
gazongas.
Yeah.
Gazongas and just climbing in general.
Yeah.
The love of a game of climbing.
And Robin, the girl that Dave is into, slowly starts falling for Link.
Because
he's
Dave's so cool.
Chagrin. Fair enough. He's awesome.
He doesn't care what people think.
Yeah, which is what
because
Robin
Dave
admires.
Unnamed boyfriend, he has a name. What's his name?
Clint?
Clint with Clem? Two D.
Clint can't be Clem.
Clemb with a B at the end?
Like somebody surely. Said climb really wrong. I'm going to Clem the jungle gym.
You know what? Yeah, so Clem obviously cares about being hot too, and Dave's like, I want
to... IMDb, he's like, Dave's not even there. He's just act out nothing.
That's awesome. Maybe he doesn't have a name.
Clemb!
He's Clem. Clemb, obviously, because he gets his girl
Matt,
stolen by Link.
Matt,
okay.
That makes sense.
Matt's pissed.
Yeah.
And Matt starts to get a little suspicious. We're just going to recount the plot of Encino Man for you. So Matt gets a little suspicious, and he does his research, and he finds out, holy shit, Link is an unfrozen caveman.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And then at prom, where it's all happening, this is the climax of the movie.
Where Link, I think, is about to be prom king.
Yeah, he's about to be crowned prom king. Matt runs on stage. He says, I've got huge news. Link is a caveman. And everyone's
I've
like,
I've got photos to prove it.
Everyone loves
That's
it.
That's awesome. Because it fucking is.
And Matt's like, no, wait, what?
Everyone loves that he's a caveman. And also, then... I would if a guy right on stage and was like, the prom king's a caveman, I would be like, what? Get him off. No, he's not.
Also, I
wouldn't believe that.
What do you thought? Also, good? I don't know what you want from me.
Why is that bad in your mind, Matt?
And then Link, Brendan Fraser, does a flip into the crowd, and then there's a big dance number, and the movie ends.
Yeah. Mm. But not before his wife becomes unfrozen, too.
Oh, yeah, sorry. He does a big dance, then it's like... The after party, which is at the pool that is dug.
It's
so
filthy.
Just
it's a filthy, filthy
it's
pool.
It's just a wet dirt hole.
Yeah. Somebody's going to drown in that pool that night, guaranteed. Right.
Get their foot stuck in the mud.
Yeah, get their foot, they're drunk, rest in peace.
And then, Link's wife has been unfrozen, and she's greasy and naked in the bath, and everyone's horned up about it at the end.
Yeah.
All right, so... We have a maybe we're digging a pool for different reasons.
Digging a hole to put those... bodies in that we...
Are we killing people?
For five bucks we have.
Please explain.
What, are we putting the body of Harry Potter and Jaws the Shark?
Yeah.
Okay. Fair enough.
Yeah. Continuing on from that time we killed that shark, we're digging a big hole to bury the shark.
Okay. All our exploits, and we're like, maybe we're giving it up. Maybe we're giving up the we'll kill a shark or you're a boy for $5.
We're out of the game.
And you know what?
At the top.
Exactly. We're getting our little shack that we've built, which I imagine of like with a couple of 2x4s and driftwood.
It's not
we're
good.
Breaking it up and we're like, what do we do with this wood? And one of us is like, what if we buried it? No, that's a clever idea.
Smart.
Yeah. So we've dug a hole.
Good
and oh my god, lo and behold, what do we find but a big hunk of ice?
Whoa! It could be good in drinks. Oh, it's a man!
Upon further inspection, we're like, oh, it's a man!
After cooling our drinks for a little while, making them taste disgusting.
Yeah. Putting our tinnies on top of it, so it just by nice like proximity cool. makes it cool.
This is old ice.
This ice... How's man taste?
It tastes like dirt.
Dirt
like
and
dirty man.
Tastes greasy.
Stony Link licks it, doesn't he?
He does. Yeah. Stony knows how it tastes.
So yeah, after we've licked our glacier, and then like, well, password is all right. I guess in the hot Australian summer, it just melts.
Oh, yeah, true. Drinks. Oh, man.
Well, oh, no, a corpse. Oh, it's talking. No, oh, it's not dead.
No, it's not talking.
Yeah.
It's grunt.
It's moving.
Would we... Would you put two and two together that you'd found a caveman?
What do you
are we watching it? Or have we come back?
What do you mean?
We are we all right, let's just leave it this let's just let it like defrost by itself.
Would you connect the two? Would you be like, this is the guy that was frozen in the ice? Because people can't come back to life like that.
My question was, have we let it just
defrost we've let it sit.
And we leave and come back?
We got distracted.
Are we watching it? It makes sense. We're going down and we're getting a burrito.
Yeah, we got a burrito to share.
Yeah.
We got
we got to split it three ways because it's, you know.
Budget's tight. And then we see
exactly.
Link.
We get one burrito, share it, split it three ways, wheeze the juice, get kicked out of a convenience store. Yeah. They're like, my head.
Splitting it three ways means one of us gets the wrap, one of us gets the meat, one of us gets the fixings. I'm always stuck with the fixings.
Hey.
I imagine just cutting it twice, but all right. I like that we've deconstructed this burrito
that's
like maniacs we have.
Anyway, Would you put that when you came back and you saw Link in your house? Would you be like,
wasn't there a guy in this? Like, do you, like, now he's got this puddle in our hole.
Yeah.
Also, when, because the ice gets a bit like see through before.
Oh yeah, you would see him. That's
yeah.
I mean.
So like,
you kind of see him a little.
Yeah, you would. Know.
They're looking
that's
at
fair.
His dick and nuts at one point.
Yeah. Yeah
so
yeah.
Like, if they can tell that they're looking at dick and nuts,
they
you'd
can
be
tell
able
they're
to
looking at face. Yeah, yeah, fickle, fickle.
Yeah. So like, I don't know. Being able to see, say, Brendan Fraser in our room. We share a room.
Yeah. I know. I'm there.
We are not the big
couple. Well, we only raised like $15.
Slim pickets. In our room, call it like, you know, make like a fire. We're like, oh. Yeah, do you reckon I could see that guy, but also then try and make the link between that and the person in the ice?
Yeah.
Because it's like a bit distorted, right?
Yeah.
I think.
Look the same? Or would we like,
we'd be like, oh no, it drifted off. It's drifted to our house. Call the police.
I would be. I'm pretty confident I'd be
a caveman. Surely,
no,
right?
I'm pretty sure because, like, I mean, it's not like he's dressed. It's not
he's
okay.
He's in a full loincloth.
I would say he's in a loincloth. If he was fully nude, then that becomes. I know that this is a wild claim.
I get it, I'm
but
there.
If it's someone's fully nude, yeah, then yeah. It becomes harder to tell.
We're having this discussion in the corridor.
Yeah,
we've closed the bedroom door. I know
smoke
he's,
is coming.
I know he's starting fire, but
we need to figure this out. You're right.
That, I just thought when the ice melted, the guy melted and disintegrated. Like, you know, when old shit is just like, oh no,
yeah,
and
gets
it's gone.
Old, like he becomes a goo.
Well, I thought if he become a goo. And
I can't wait to get so old I become gone.
Yeah, like I thought he just is, because he's like, how old is the Earth, guys?
100, 200 years old, maybe.
I was about to be like 2,000, but that's Jesus.
Well, it depends on who you ask.
Oh, yeah, fuck. Okay, I'm a young Earth creationist.
Okay. All right. That's gonna make your relationship with Link
Jesus?
Very different.
This guy must be like 1,000 years old.
This guy must be. Maybe we froze Jesus and didn't put him nailing to a cross.
Yeah, maybe when he went in the cave, he froze.
Oh,
we got confused.
He's probably got a new gospel. I'll go ask him.
Yeah, go ask him.
He just screamed at me.
He
Jesus
said, oh.
Forgot how to talk?
When was caveman guys? Was it 3,000?
No, it was a bit 4, more than that.
4,000?
It was like in the 20,000s, I think, to 30,000s. Maybe even beyond that. They were different guys.
Yeah.
Is he Australopithecus?
Is he a Cro-Magnon?
Oh, I think, yeah, that's the implication in the
Homo
movie.
Homo florensis? He was the tiny one.
What's Whoa. The, is it Homo erectus or a wee Homo erectus?
No, we're Homo sapiens sapiens, right?
Yeah,
what's
we're
the
Homo
erectus
sapien.
One?
Is he
it,
was
are you talking
ages
about,
ago.
So they're not talking about wieners?
No, he could walk on legs.
Did he have an erect penis? Did he have an erect
I could do
penis
that too.
He might have done. He was the first guy who lived on the ground, I think.
So he climbed down or out of the ocean?
Yeah. What?
Which one?
He climbs down.
From a tree?
Yeah. He's so come out of the ocean already as like a mole.
I thought they were like fish or something.
They were fish in the sea, then they become a mole on the land.
Oh, mole. I thought you said mold.
So,
beep, 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 beep.
So fish with legs became a mole, and then they climbed the tree, and then they came to live on the ground.
Did.
Yeah,
what? Some of them became like horses and crabs.
Yeah. Some went back. It was like one horse went back, and the ocean became a whale.
Yeah,
yeah, dude. Evolution's cooked. But
hey, that's on fire.
No, I think that's just you.
I'm going to go outside to our pool.
Yeah, fair enough. That'll probably be cooler out there.
Yeah, it seems fun.
So, yeah, I think...
Anyway, yeah. So, is that okay?
Yeah, I think it's
think
a game.
So. I reckon so, it's a cave.
Do you reckon
man.
He met the fish?
Yeah, maybe.
Let's go ask
he
him.
He will have met a fish at some point in his life.
Did you meet the fish? You know, the one that had the legs?
He's burned to death. Mm. He did not control that fire. I thought cavemen know. I was on the assumption that cavemen know like several things. One being fire, other being tea.
Yeah, maybe he didn't know the house was flammable because in his time he lived in caves. You can't set a cave on fire.
No, you can singe a cave a little, yeah. I guess. You can't like, you know, full on inferno it.
That's sad.
Damn. Oh, he started on carpet too. Yeah.
Oh, bummer.
So
right,
I think,
over the curtains.
I think in a real situation, yeah, it might be tricky to say if he's a caveman or not.
Yeah.
But let's say for the basis of the basis.
The question.
Yeah. I'm making up words today.
Yeah.
For the concept of the question,
yeah.
Let's say it thaws out, we come home and immediately have pretty much the same reaction that Dave and Dave and Sterny have where we're like, that's our caveman and he's real now.
Yeah, he's making paintings all over the house.
Yeah.
Whoa! That's our reaction.
Yeah.
Putin. Yeah.
A lot of howling.
A lot of howling.
Yeah, okay.
Ooh!
Yeah, a lot of that. All right, okay, so we have a caveman.
What are we doing?
Okay.
Well, for financial gain and personal profit or whatever I said.
Initially, I was thinking, because Link has a very laissez-faire attitude.
Okay.
And Link is he's approachable. Everyone seems to like him.
Yeah, yeah,
there's,
yeah.
You know, there's a scene where that guy's like, if you so much as look at my lady, I will stab you in the eyes. Mm. And he picks her up. And then the end of scene. You can fill in the blanks, I guess. And they're in a conga line. It's great.
It's good stuff.
And the guy's like, I'm going to cut you. And then he says, well, like in Spanish,
this cheese is old and moldy.
Yeah.
Where's your bathroom? And he's like, you know what? You got a good point, man.
You're funny.
Why am I worrying about my old cheese wife?
I get it, Link.
I get it.
My wife is the cheese.
Yeah. Exactly. I need to worry about that. And then, you know, he's like, he's got a way with words and people just connect.
People love him.
He's like the equivalent of...
Dunstan and Dunstan checks in.
No,
everyone hates Dunstan.
No, yeah. I was gonna say
he's a jewel thief.
It's like he's the human equivalent of like an ink blot. Is that you see what you want to see.
That's deep. That's maybe the deepest thing anyone's ever said about Encino Man.
You know, he is exactly what you need him to be.
Okay,
and that in that given moment. You know, Stoney is like, this guy is family. He's family.
Mm.
Dave is like, this man is going to give me prom king. He's going to get him prom king, you know?
Bad luck. Dave doesn't even get invited to prom.
Yeah, that's true. No. Well, he's on probation, isn't he?
No, he...
See, what do you reckon's more cooler to get someone to be promkin? Hey, I dug a pool, slash I maybe found the caveman, or I got arrested.
For drinking.
For drink driving.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah. Or stealing a car.
Yeah.
I reckon the last one.
Well, I think it's cooler to steal a car than find a caveman.
I think.
Yeah.
Although, if I found out that he stole a car and then was digging a hole, I'd be like, what's it put in the hole?
The car.
Is he going to bury that car alive?
A failed car business, I get it.
Dump the merch, i.e. the cars. So what are you going to do with ink blot?
It'd be good to using Link as a great idea as either... as part of like a motivational talk, like do the circuits where you're using Link as your subject, right?
Oh, okay.
But to do that, I think I would have to have first gone through the whole Dave and Stoney's experience of looking at Link and how he interacts.
So you're going to take him to high school? That's step one?
I'm not going to do that.
Yeah.
So now my plan's out the window.
Where are you going to take him?
Because what am I going to do first thing first? Well, first things first, I'm going to say, like, you're probably hungry.
Yeah, feed him.
I'm going to feed him.
What do cavemen eat?
Meat?
At this point.
Meat? I reckon...
Alive animals?
I reckon you go down to your local... almost at service station, but I meant supermarket.
Yeah.
You go down to your local supermarket, you buy, I don't know, 8 sausages and a bag of 4-leaf lettuce, and then you just cook up those sausages. Don't even need to cook them good. Just slam them all on a plate. Don't cut them up. Leave them all in a sausage link. Empty the bag of the 4-leaf salad.
On the floor?
Just on a second plate. And he'll be so happy. That'll be the happiest a caveman's ever been.
Him and most Australians are very similar.
Yeah.
You make a sausage sizzle.
Yeah, he'll be loving it.
You just got to be careful because he will try and pick up the sausages from the barbecue.
And he's intrigued by fire. Too,
yeah.
I don't think you even need to get him sausage. I think you go down to the butcher and be like, what do you give to dogs? He doesn't know any better.
Yeah. It's like, give him like half my burger. I don't
know. Yeah. He'll be jazzed.
I guess initially, To be honest, at this point, I'd probably just be like, right, hey, does Today Tonight or... what's the other one?
Today Tonight and
Current Affair.
Current Affair.
Do they still pay for stories?
Man finds caveman in whole dog for body.
Yeah. Well, no, in whole dog for wood.
Yeah, of course.
Local shark killer.
Remember that man who killed that shark? Well, now he's found a caveman. He's doing all kinds of things. What? How do you prove? How do you keep him away from scientists?
Well, why would I?
Fair enough.
Well, Dave's worried that they're going to cut him up.
Well, that's Dave's problem, not my problem. Why would they cut up a man?
Well, Dave. They want to know what if his guts was different.
Yeah, he'll be fine when he dies. Well, they do it when he dies. People are going to just go wholesale.
No, because I want to know what's in his stomach.
What do you mean?
Well, because like sometimes when they find an old corpse from history.
Like Otzi.
Yeah, like Otzi the Snowman.
Yeah.
they cut them open to see what the last thing they ate was, because that gives us a lot of information about how they lived. And he just unfroze.
Yeah.
We fed him sausage.
But also, he's going to
fuck the daughter.
He's going to take a shit.
We gotta get in quick. I guess we collect the shit.
I reckon he'll take a horrible, nasty black shit.
Well, of course.
Yeah, because it's been in there for thousands and thousands of years.
Oh. Well, yeah, okay, if I called up a scientist.
Who do you call?
Damo?
Okay, Damo from the Scaredy Boys.
Friend of the show and on Scaredy Boys. And also a podcast you can listen to and subscribe right now. Just search for Scaredy Boys wherever you find podcasts. I'd call him up here.
Yeah, the new episodes every Friday.
So on Twitter, follow them at Scaredy Boys, I'm pretty sure.
Three Scared Boys, I believe.
Three Scared Boys, and message them and be like, hey, if the plumbing boys found a caveman, would you be able to help?
Yeah.
To the Scaredy Boys Patreon, you pay them $5 a month to become a Scaredy Boy or the other tier that I can't remember.
Yeah.
And then you message them, hey, great show. Hey, Damo, if the Plumbing the Death Star Boys called you and said they have a caveman, would you help?
Would you be able to identify?
Or would you cut up the caveman, Damo?
Or would you cut and just hang up? Those are your three choices.
I don't need this today, is what you might say.
Yeah. Because would a scientist pay for a cave?
No. Well, you donate it to science.
But also, it might not belong to you. Because, like, isn't there, like, it's like finding, you know, treasure or whatever.
Also, I'm fairly certain in some parts of the world, can't own a car.
I have heard that.
You might end up these days. Well, you may end up then in a 10-2 situation where you have to take Link to court and prove that he has the same rights as us despite being a cave. He's a Cro-Magnon. He's a different species.
Whoa!
That's complicated. He's not a person.
You're gonna have to take him to court to prove he's better than an animal.
I don't know, but it does sound like I'm on the opposite.
It does.
He's no better than a dog.
That's what I've been feeding him. Why I've been feeding him dog food? He loves it.
I guess he's
very sick, Mr. Bailey.
I don't think you're hearing me, Mr. Bailey.
Double rations, I hear.
You should take him
it.
To the doctor and feed him food.
Take him to the vet to get him a science approved kibble. Got it.
That's good for his coat. Thank you, Your Honor. But you could probably sell him to a scientist.
I reckon.
Surely, or a university.
You wouldn't
or something.
Be able to sell it.
Because he's a guy.
Because otherwise, like, if science bought shit, you wouldn't donate your body to science. Well, you'd sell your body to science.
What about Today, Tonight, or a Current Affair?
You could probably do that. Because even if...
How about this?
It depends. Is the angle of the story going to be, I found a caveman and he refuses to get the job, so get a job, so the taxpayers have this burden?
Or that he's mishandling your groceries in some capacity.
Or maybe he's evicted a senior citizen out of a retirement.
Would you describe him as a bad neighbor or a neighbor from hell?
Oh, he actually is a neighbor from hell.
He's a roommate from hell.
How is this the paw's fault?
Yeah, exactly. You got to figure that out. Well, he's leeching off you.
He is.
You're paying for his food. You're paying for his dog
this,
food.
And vet visits.
This caveman I found won't leave me alone.
Yeah, there you go. You're in.
Could I instead of that,
okay,
perhaps go on, like, I guess, a coming of age as a 36-year-old man, a coming of age adventure with Link, so that then I can maybe do a terrible TED talk about my adventures with Link.
Where would you go? Where would you go for your coming of age adventure?
I want to say a water park.
Oh, okay.
That's fair. He loved the roller coaster in the film.
Yeah, only because of the roller coaster and of the way, way back.
And I think water park is actually smart because I don't think there'll be anything there that would kill him instantly from shock.
He will drink a lot of chlorinated water and piss and shit.
We won't be good. I have a better idea.
He'll get
dysentery,
yes.
Boys. What? Okay, there's a place in Australia.
Yeah. Whoa.
A magical place in Australia.
Yeah.
Where the sun's always shining.
Is it? And Hollywood on the Gold Coast?
And there is... three different
Oh, yeah. Three-park multipass, baby.
The three-park superpass, baby.
Three-park superpass.
So we get in a car. I'm like,
drive.
Yeah, car. From... He can't get on a plane.
Yeah, he doesn't have a passport, idiot.
That's
not
true.
Not just that, just...
I asked you meant to travel interstate without a passport.
No, putting Link on a plane, he's a caveman.
Caveman aren't meant to be in the sky.
Exactly. Caveman behind the wheels of a car is frightening enough.
Yeah, that's true.
I don't want him to, like, you know, freak out that we're taking off.
Yeah.
And he doesn't have a passport.
He doesn't have a passport. He left
what's he
it
gonna
at
do?
Home.
Yeah, he's
but
not leaving
him at the border.
He will cause a nuisance going through security.
Yeah, exactly. No, fair enough. So you drive to the Gold Coast.
On to the Gold Coast. We're gonna have a beautiful road trip.
Mm-hmm.
That's like a 2-day drive.
Yeah, maybe three.
Stay in a hotel somewhere. Exactly. Nice. See the big banana.
Go to Sydney. See show in the Opera House.
He's gonna get stressed by the big banana.
Oh, I know.
Bananas were not that big in his time.
Yeah, he's gonna think that he got small somehow, I reckon.
Yeah, and then I'm gonna be like, we all got small.
You're right, Link.
This banana is from your time, Link. Everyone's small now.
Yeah.
Then you take him to the three. You take him to
while we're driving. I'm gonna load up a ton of like Sesame Street my phone so he can like learn to speak.
Yeah, nice.
Gonna leave that to Elmo and the gang.
He speaks like Elmo in the end.
Best way to look.
Bananas got bigger. Yeah, they did.
Yeah, they did.
Yeah.
I never call him Link either.
What would you call him? You got a name.
Hey, what are we calling him? Fire Caveman?
I think I just call him the Caveman.
Yeah, I'd honestly be like, Caveman. What do you think? They set my house our house on fire.
Johnny Caveman.
Johnny Caveman. Is absolutely so.
All right, okay, UK. We'll do it by syllable. Johnny Caveman. Johnny Caveman,
sorted. Phew.
Whew, that was easy.
Thank goodness we were all on the same page.
So, yeah, taking Johnny Caveman, and I guess my boys.
Yeah, we'll come, dude. Yeah. I'd love to go to the Gold Coast. Yeah. Warner Brothers Movie World. Mm-hmm. Wet and Wild Water World. Mm-hmm. Dream World.
Mm-hmm. Not part of the three-park super park.
Fuck! Damn.
Dream World's the one that doesn't count.
Damn.
You gotta take him to SeaWorld. Yeah.
Okay. See the sad sea animals.
Let that dolphin out.
Yeah. See this motherfucking orca? It's sad.
It will kill its trainer.
Link's sad. He's like, why'd you take me here? Because he still sounds like a woman.
Yeah. Or would he be impressed that we managed to, like,
well, yeah, true. He might
away.
Try and eat it. He might be like, oh, a farm.
Yeah.
No, Johnny Caveman.
I'm so sorry about Johnny Caveman eating the orca at SeaWorld.
And then, yeah, have a wonderful time as, like, a good bonding experience.
Yeah.
We get to learn a lot about each other. I get to learn about him. He gets to learn about me. And maybe I get to, like, hear his life story.
Yeah.
Now we're going to pivot to some fiction, I reckon. Maybe I'll write, like, a fake autobiography from, like, Johnny Caveman and try and sell that.
You could do, like, a My Octopus Teacher-style Netflix documentary,
yeah.
My Caveman...
My
friend.
Caveman adventures.
Yeah.
Johnny Caveman, my stories.
Yeah. Oh, so you're still pretending to be Johnny Caveman.
No.
Okay. I think that's a pretty good way to do it.
Yeah, and sell it to Netflix and try and get a movie deal.
The Caveman King.
The Caveman King.
Yeah, you know. Yeah. I was thinking... If we found one guy,
yeah,
there's got to be heaps more stuff down there.
That happens in the movie.
So you're right. We'd find his
Johnny
wife
Cave woman.
Yeah, very quick.
And then I keep digging. What if there's a mammoth down there or like some velociraptors?
What would you do with any of those things?
I just want to see them. This is personal gain all the way down. Is that mistake of Johnny Caveman off to... movie world mm-hmm. to see Donald Duck. No, Daffy.
Yes.
I'm digging the hole. I'm like, Dusha, heave out Johnny Cave Woman. Dusha, heave out a mammoth. I'm really strong.
Johnny Cave Elephant.
Johnny Cave Elephant. Johnny Cave Velociraptor.
Whoa.
Then they melt, and I get to see him, and that's awesome.
And they melt. We're like, Johnny Cave Woman, we met your husband, Johnny Cave Man.
He's gone
to the Gold Coast. Don't worry.
Don't be scared of the mammoth or the raptor.
He can drive you. And for a mammoth, that's great.
You're greasy.
Yuck.
Now it's you alone with the mammoth, and then you alone with the mammoth and raptor.
Well, hopefully the raptors go for the mammoth.
Well, mammoth kills the raptor. Indeed.
Raptors. What would win? Two raptors or one mammoth?
Oh, there's two raptors.
Yeah, raptors.
I think
the mammoth would win.
The mammoth would. If two raptors were just nipping at a mammoth,
he could crush him, dude.
Yeah.
And I'll just go inside and watch.
But they're quick.
They are quick, but they're not as big as, like, you know, we think they are from the movie Jurassic Park.
Yeah.
They're little.
They're little.
That's true.
Yeah, but how big is little?
I think they did discover a bigger one. So
okay, they're big.
So they're about the same. They can be the size of the ones we see in Jurassic
Park. Would it come back to me when the raptors inevitably got loose and attacked the town?
Got back to you as in, like, you're the reason, or as in the raptors will hunt you down. So I got an answer to both of us.
Time to kill that man who took us out of that hole.
Yeah. Oh, no. That's right. Raptors are smart, if Jurassic Park has taught me anything.
If anything, the raptors might look at you, they might imprint on you like a mother duck.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah.
They're your baby raptors.
I'd dress them up like kids.
Like that, then it will come back to you.
Hey, I got bit by that raptor that's dressed like that man's kid.
Yeah. Those raptors ate my dog.
Well, don't blame me. I didn't tell them to.
Did you tell them not to?
I didn't know they were doing it.
I think they were feasting on a woolly mammoth carcass.
I don't think they'd listen to me if I told them, to be honest, dude. Sorry about your dog. I don't sound pretty sorry.
You sure you're sorry?
Well, it's sort of maybe your fault for letting the dog play around in the front yard when there's raptors about. That's all I'm thinking. Anyway, I'm going to keep digging in my hole. I found heaps of cool stuff. How many people? Because presumably what's happened is a glacier has collected a bunch of bodies, right?
Well, it's at the start of the movie.
Yeah. So how many people am I getting?
Well, it's two. You see it at the start of the movie.
Yeah, it's two people.
So I'm just finding Johnny Cave Woman. There's nothing else
there's
down there?
There's nothing else. No other animals.
There's no woolly mammoth. There's no raptors, unfortunately, or fortunately at this point.
Well, I'm going to be very disappointed when it's only Johnny. I'm going to keep digging, I guess.
Well, no, you find Johnny Caveman, then you get excited being like, what other cool shit, and then you find a second person.
But that's bad, now we've because got, that makes me think there's going to be heaps of people down there.
Yeah.
If I find another one,
maybe.
I'm going to start a strip.
Yeah, it depends on their tribe, if they were part of like a larger whole.
Yeah, well, maybe I'll ask Johnny Cave Woman if Zammit's taken Johnny Caveman off to the park.
And, all right, how do you expect this conversation to go with Johnny Cave Woman?
Johnny Cave Woman, where's the rest of the cave people? I gotta teach her English, I guess.
And she screams at you.
Yeah.
Ah!
I'll just keep digging. She can do her own thing.
She's off.
Yeah, she's off. She can go to town.
Scuttering down the street.
Yeah, that's fine. That's of no concern to me.
Fighting like garbage trucks.
Yeah, it's of no bother to me. She can do what she likes. I'll get digging. I'll take out a loan. I'll build a strip mine. We're gonna get down and find what's down here.
What money are you using to build the strip mine?
That's what the loan's for.
Fair enough. Got you covered.
I'm on top of it.
Okay.
Don't you worry.
And then
I've got a company now.
So you've got
Jackson's Digs.
So you put all this money into Jackson's Digs, which entire purpose is to...
We found two alive cave people in this hole.
But you didn't.
You don't think there's going to be more?
Is zero.
So
money out... A lot.
Yeah. So you found a cave woman. We found a caveman and a cave. I'm planning the trip.
Yeah.
And you keep digging, and there's Johnny Cave Woman. We've got to get a bigger car. So at this point, you've got two cave people.
Yeah.
And you're like, don't worry about it. I'm going to keep digging.
There's so got to be more.
Yeah. But to what end? Where's the profit?
Hey, Jackson. That hole that where you found Johnny Caveman and Johnny Cave Woman.
Right.
Where is it?
In our backyard.
Yeah.
And what?
The earth?
Yeah, no. In your backyard, perfect.
Nailed it.
And you're putting in a strip mine.
Well, we'll just dig down.
So we Big drill.
Yeah.
So a big drill, you know what? You don't think that maybe
we'll
that will
be... We'll excavate it bit by bit, yeah.
So you're going to have to purchase people's homes
and... Well, just do it in our backyard.
Yeah, it's a big square.
Yeah.
But I'm just curious. We've already gotten two the things you're like, imagine how many they're going to be.
Yeah.
Right? We've already gotten two.
Yeah.
But you're not doing anything with them.
No.
So what...
Well, I think in many ways...
If you've gotten two things...
Yeah.
Why
you've
do you
done
think...
no things... Yeah.
So not even that. If you have two things and you think there might be, say, five more things down there, so seven things, how are you making money?
Well, I think this is personal gain. And I also think maybe it's my moral imperative to free those cavemen.
Your moral imperative?
Well, I think if I know there's cavemen down there that could be alive but are currently in a sort of frozen state, maybe I have to dig these people out.
Yeah. You know what I might do?
Yeah.
What? I might freeze myself.
Okay.
Go back to... No, because you...
go back in time.
JD, do you know how time works?
Yeah, if you get cold, you go backwards, hot forwards.
He's not wrong.
That's why we threw people in volcanoes back in the day, so they could go to the future and see what was happening.
Yeah, but maybe if I know that this works, I'll just freeze myself and be woken up in future times.
What is
personal
the...
profit.
Benefit.
Yeah. He's having a good time. He gets to see the future.
I get to see the future. That's catch up on all those cartoons I would have missed.
It would be crazy to just like drop down 30 years from now. Well, I don't know why I'm saying 30 years from now. If you freeze yourself, it'll be.
Well, you gotta
bury me at Seal.
What does he want?
Where does he go? Where's he going?
Okay, he froze himself and now he's asking to be put in the sea. Saltwater melts ice.
Okay, he's going to drown, I suppose. Yeah. Interesting decision.
Yeah, he came back to see how the future changed, but he only saw ocean.
It's very wet in the future.
Yeah.
Oh no, I've woken up in water world!
I think you've got to be really careful, with freezing yourself, because I think there's got to be a point beyond which the world's going to be a blasted hellscape. So you got to really thread the needle there to find the right time
to come
back.
Well, that's not up to me, though, is it?
Yeah.
Well, no.
You're frozen.
I'm a frozen boy.
Yeah, you might unfreeze when the sun gets so hot.
Yeah.
Boils the planet.
And it'll boil the planet, which is cool, because you'll still be underground, but the Earth will get so hot it'll melt you, so... You'll go back to life.
Crushed.
There'll be enough time for you to realize the situation.
Why is the ground so hot? Why am I covered in dirt?
Meanwhile, back in the past, we're like, I'm so jealous of the flying cars. He's
going to have the sickest time.
He's going to meet an alien and a robot.
Yeah, he'll probably finger an alien and a robot.
Man.
Play the Nintendo 76.
Yeah, I'm having sweet dreams of playing a Nintendo 76. Six with my mouth while getting fingered by a robot and I'm fingering an alien.
Yeah.
And then I die.
Yeah, you wake up.
Wait to wake up and have this dream be my life.
My mouth full of dirt.
And I'm so hot.
What's happening?
Is this side effect of the robot fingering? No. Oh, man. Those boys had it right. I should never have frozen myself.
Yeah, it's true.
Yeah, that's fair. It's too much of a crapshoot.
Yeah.
If any listeners out there are thinking about freezing themselves because they want to experience the future, don't do it.
Well, don't do it the way Zama did it.
Yeah.
Which was getting buried at sea. Yeah.
Well, because...
If you're going in a facility...
Salt water freezes colder. That's all I'm thinking.
Yeah. Right?
Yeah.
I think that with cryogenic freezing, I think I heard this somewhere.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. This is a thing I think is a thing.
I love when a thing you think is a thing comes up. This is good stuff for
me. Welcome to Jackson's famous segment. Here's a thing I think about a thing.
There's a version of me that likes to pretend I've got my life plotted out like a season arc. Clear structure, everything's paying off, no filler episodes. The truth is, dinner is usually more like an unplanned bottle episode where I'm just staring into the freezer hoping for a miracle and all my budget is gone. That's where Omaha Steaks come in. It's the plot armor my dinner plans didn't know they needed. Steaks, burgers, seafood, chicken, and sides. All delivered straight to my door, so I'm never caught in a what's for dinner cliffhanger. I did the burgers last week, put them straight on the grill, and it was easily a series high. Like someone finally gave this show a decent budget. Way better than the usual grocery aisle filler content. If you've never tried them, the Burger Perfection Flight at omahasteaks.com is basically the pilot episode you want to start with. That's 20 premium steak burgers for just $79.99, plus get $35 off with promo code BEEF. That's omahasteaks.com, promo code BEEF for $35 off at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. Hey, have you ever wanted to, like, touch us in the flesh.
Uh-oh.
Don't. But you could have the possibility in September, which is not that far from now.
Are you doing something in 3 to 4 weeks from now?
Yes, you are. You're coming to see Plumbing the Death Star perform live as part of the Plumbing the Death Star Cannot Die Tour. Mm-hmm. And hey, if you're quick enough, I guess you can touch us on the face, but yeah, we're going to be doing some of these ones.
Exactly.
We're going to be coming there and doing shows and getting up on stage and jumping around like apes.
Yeah. Okay? Want to revisit a podcast you may have seen 7 years ago and see how much worse we look now, but how our content is better? Yeah. Why not head to sanspantsradio.com/events, buy a ticket, and we'll see you there. Mm. We'll be the guys that look like the guys you saw once before, but older. Mm. We dress better now, though, I think.
I would agree, sir. I really like the way you said
good save.
Better.
Yeah, me too.
It's really good.
It's good, it's good.
But they've become better.
Yeah.
I really appreciate it.
That's just me, brother. That's how I talk now.
Climbing the star. We're better now.
So I think if you can't afford full freezing, they'll just freeze bits of you.
Like just the head?
Yeah, like the
like
head.
Like Walt Disney, that
yeah,
rumor?
I think that's the thing that happened with the cryogenic companies where they were like, if you can't afford the full thing, we'll just do the head.
Yeah, we'll freeze you at point
of... Or just the torso or whatever.
Okay, can you just freeze just my nuts?
Surely it's just that. If this thing is a thing you think it is.
I feel like it was like arms.
So cut your arms and legs and head off and just freeze your torso.
Something like
that's what you're imagining.
I'm like, okay.
In addition to your head.
In addition. So the head.
So not torso standalone, it's head and torso.
No, but separate.
What do you mean separate? What
so
do
like
you
mean? In one jar is your torso.
Why?
And in another jar is your head.
Surely that's
it's
more expensive.
Cheaper?
Sure, that's more expensive because that's two tubes.
Yeah. Or maybe it's just your torso.
With your head.
No.
I want my tits to see the future.
I don't know. That's why I said it's a thing I think is a thing.
I don't think this thing you think
yeah,
is a thing.
Yeah, I think
is
this
a thing
you think is a thing is not a thing.
I think the thing you think is a thing might just be your head, and maybe you're thinking of Futurama.
No, that is
where
a Paulie thing.
Where Paulie Shaw also guest stars as Paulie Shaw.
That's good stuff.
Yeah. Yeah,
well, yeah, all my ideas went to shit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think, like, me and Johnny Caveman, we're going to team up, and I'm going to take him immediately to stunt school, because he... has no fears of being hurt.
Yeah.
And also seems to be good at doing fucked up tricks.
Yeah, that's
can
true.
Maybe I can amend them to you, JP.
Mm-hmm.
Wrestling.
Oh.
Nah, because...
He seems to love it.
But he does like wrestling, but he might snap someone's neck.
Yeah, but in the movie, he's very much not a fighter.
Yeah.
At first, he gets punched in the head and he's like, I don't fight.
Yeah.
He doesn't say that because he's a caveman who doesn't talk.
He just grunts, yeah.
And then they show him wrestling to be like, no, you're going to defend yourself. And he like likes it, but I get the feeling because he thinks wrestling's real.
Yeah.
Would
that be a risk with stunt work?
Yeah, well, that doesn't matter.
Yeah.
Because he's still doing the stunts
for
real.
Plus,
I'm like, make him crash the car or whatever. Don't.
He's a natural. He's a natural at driving a car fucked up.
Yeah, that's true. He does
he drives
it anyway.
That car so fucked up.
He fucks up driving that car big time.
He fucked it up so bad that it was great.
Yeah, it was on
and
two
And he doesn't
wheels.
Know what money is, so his
you
salary,
get it all.
I can.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's non-union, again. Obviously.
Yeah. Non-union. Yeah. He's the agent.
Yeah, cash goes to you.
I look after him. I use the money. It's like if he's a child star.
Yeah.
I get all the money. I just look after him. I take most of the money.
Yeah.
He gets him addicted to drugs or whatever.
He gets dental or whatever. Yeah. And he would love cocaine.
Yeah. He would love cocaine.
He becomes
cocaine.
A real problem for you to manage. Because, I mean, Johnny Caveman now, hard to control. Johnny Caveman on coke? Are you kidding me?
I just let him go at that point, I reckon.
You've already made your million.
Yeah. Millions as a stunt worker.
Yeah.
But yeah, I think he's got the looks, he's got the charm, he's got the lack of brains. It's exactly what the industry needs.
He could get hit by a car and survive,
you know? Or, like, not be scared about it.
Do you think, though, because, like, so if you're a stunt person, right? You get hit by a car.
Yeah.
You actually are getting hit by a car where you have the training to dodge or to roll with the car. Mm-hmm. But Johnny Caveman has no training.
Yeah.
So when he does the stunts.
It's a caveman sense, though. He jumps.
I'm telling you now, if I drove a car to back in time and I drove into a caveman, it would not avoid it. I would run that caveman down.
I'm telling you right now, that's a dead and shocked caveman.
That caveman is not ready for boom.
Boom. Get out of the way, caveman. I'm coming in hot.
As Link was trying to fight a garbage truck with just his bare fists, that will happen. Fist raise, bang.
Collected. You go up to the manager of the chute. Do I still get paid? Your client is dead.
At least he had health insurance.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. Oh, and wrongful death, a big payout.
Yeah. Is it a wrongful death if the stunt person fights the car?
Yeah. It's not what was meant to happen, so it's pretty wrong.
I guess.
I suppose.
It's just not the traditional wrong.
Okay.
I guess.
It's a wrongful death in that it's an unfortunate accident, really.
An untraditional wrongful death.
Did the harness break or something?
No. His brain broke in many ways.
Did you tell your client to roll over the top of the car?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
It seemed like you were just smoking in the corner for most of the shoot. Yeah.
That's how we communicate.
He seemed really confused.
No, it's just really sad. Anyway, I have to go now.
Cash this check. I said your friend and client is dead.
Oh, he was more a client than a friend.
Can you do me a favor when you're wrapping up the body? If you just want to drop it off at my old house, I got a hole right here. For it. It's what he would have wanted.
I need to call the coroner.
No.
Cop?
Yeah. Don't worry.
No, don't worry about that.
As long as we can
involved,
sort out the wrongful death payout, I will take care of the rest. It's my honor to help you in such a tough situation.
Yeah, don't you lift a finger.
Step one of my plan. Thor Johnny Caveman. Step two, get him hit by a car. Step three, wealth.
Cash, dollar bills. That's genius.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think we all used him better than they did in the movie.
Yeah.
Not as much grindage, though.
Our stories, our theories were lacking in grindage.
Yeah,
no grindage.
Not sure
no
what
nugs
means, yeah. So it's hard to say.
Or chilling. I can assume chilling is chilling.
Chilling. Yeah, there's a lot of chilling, especially on your car ride to movie.
Oh, yeah. Heaps of chilling there.
Yeah.
Not much wheezing the juice. Didn't wheeze the juice a lot.
No.
You wheeze the juice a bit, but
yeah,
no.
Wheeze the juice.
I might wheeze the juice in between digging.
Yeah.
Go down to 7-Eleven. Yeah.
Well, I mean, my guy was a movie star briefly. He would have been wheezing the juice in between takes.
That's true.
Good stuff. And now everyone can stop hassling us. Encino Man is conquered.
Encino Man episode
exactly. And I guess really honestly, the best thing that probably to do with Johnny Caveman is not to be his friend.
Yeah, that's true.
Harry and the Hendersons him, which they almost do in the movie.
Yeah, that's true.
He's a good friend.
He's a good guy.
Be his friend. I should not be his friend. No, I was like, that's not the lesson I got. I was too busy thinking about how he died.
Too
busy to be like, get out of here. Onto that highway.
We don't want you anymore.
Go.
Oh my God.
Oh, no.
He wasn't
died.
Ready for trucks.
Thankfully, he signed my life insurance or whatever. I think we were common law married. I don't know. Either way.
I get half his stuff. I don't know.
Yeah. I got a couple of rocks, I guess. Yeah.
It pays out a lot, you say, I think.
I'm just
grease how I grease.
Yeah, exactly. My greasy husband's dead.
Yeah.
Untraditional wrongful death.
Yeah, that's the way to do it.
But I think, honestly, just
be his friend.
Just be friends with
chillage. Just have some chillage with him. Yeah.
Exactly. No need to be crusty.
Yeah. No need to be crusty.
No. See there? That's personal gain. That's profit because that's a friend you're going to have forever.
Exactly. Yeah. Except he'll get sick and die because he's a caveman.
Yeah, dude.
He's going to get like the flu like that, and I'm going to get some caveman disease from all that making out, I assume we did.
Yeah. Plus, anytime he eats like processed meat,
breathing might be bad for him, actually.
Yeah.
Especially when I introduce him to smoking.
That's
going to give him problems. Yeah.
We don't have a tolerance to alcohol, I don't think. so.
Not at all.
The alcohol I give him is also going to fuck him up.
Yeah.
So when he gets hit by the car, he mightn't die because he mightn't even notice he's been hit.
He might not die because he's been dead for 3 days.
Yeah.
It's entirely possible we might will kill Johnny Caveman.
This man's been dead for 3 days. He was just fueled by methamphetamines and cigarettes.
Yeah. So I'm donating his body to movies. You can keep using it.
Yeah, do what you like with it.
Yeah.
Thank you, sir. We're good.
Yeah, anyway, I'll be seeing you.
No. Thank you. Bye.
He was a dear friend of mine, and it's truly a privilege that he's going to continue to be in the movies.
No worries. You're welcome. Thank you so much.
They're going to make Weekend at Bernie's 3 out of necessity.
Caveman at Bernie's.
And on that note, I've been Joel.
I've been Jackson.
And I've also been Joel.
Yeah, hey, everyone. It's a great episode, I reckon.
See you around, buddy.
Yep.
Hey, did you know that Plumbing the Death Star is touring the UK this September? As in next month?
That's right. Starting September 2nd and finishing September 11th, never forget, Plumbing the Death Star is going to be performing live.
It has been 7 years since the three of us have set foot on your godforsaken country, so come see our godforsaken shows.
Go to sanspantsradio.com/events. Plumbing the Death Star cannot buy a tour. Go grab a ticket and get some frickin'...
That's right. That's right. Cannot buy a tour. Please. Come join us when we make fun of our good friend for his slightest mistakes.
It's 8 p.m. And we call him
the biggest fuckwit alive. Yeah. What a dickhead. Zanspuntradio. / and then a / why not? Event.
God
our
damn
friend's an idiot.
Mm.